The Athens Human Rights Festival is an event that began in 1979. This year, they celebrate their 40th anniversary, Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th in College Square. The annual festival features speakers, live music, and other activities. This year's festival is focused on climate change. Joining me in the studio, please welcome Vice President of the Athens Human Rights Festival, Chris Tidwell, and John Miley, one of the music coordinators. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Chris. So the theme this year is climate change. How did you come to that? How did you decide on that as your theme this year?
Well, there was a discussion in the committee where we wanted to choose something that was very relevant to today, something that's being talked about by young people and old people and is a extremely pertinent concern politically. I think everybody in the committee thought that it was one of the crucial topics that we could talk about because it was recently, I mean, we've had a lot of potential legislation go through. There's also a bunch of talk on the international stage about the threat of climate change for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, both the young and the old people were very interested in what kind of conversation this could bring up.
Indeed. And how will this theme manifest itself in the festival this year? The speakers, the performers, the activities? I mean, how are we going to see that?
Well, all three, hopefully. I mean, we have some of our main featured speakers are going to be 100% Athens or Georgia Climate Change Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also hopefully, I mean, I can't speak for all the bands, but I know a lot of them are very interested in the human rights agenda around climate change. And I mean, who knows, maybe they'll also join the cause. But none of them are explicitly about climate change. That would mm-hmm. be tricky, but yeah.
And John Miley, you've been with the festival for many years, and you've seen the politics in America change over the years. How has that affected what you guys do in the festival?
I think part of that has to do with where the festival was held. It started in Legion Field. It was started in 1979 by two law students as a memorial for Kent State and Jackson State victims. Mm-hmm. And it moved to the College Square in 1984 and has been there since then. And we found that that's a much, much better inclusive venue and right in the middle of everything. And over the years, well, the political debate has only hardened, I guess.
Yeah. And I mentioned in the introduction that you are one of the music coordinators. Maybe this is a good time to ask you about this year's music lineup.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass that to Chris.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Some of our feature acts will be returning favorites. We'll have like Universal Psy come and play, which we know is a popular group. But we'll also have some younger acts as well. We'll have feature acts like the Atlanta hip hop group Brown Paper Bag. We'll also have an assortment of genres. We will have everything from, I believe, like we'll have a blues trio, but we'll also have a country group. And I mean, there's all sorts of different genres.
And we have a few returning acts. Caroline Aiken, who's done this festival many times, she's coming back again with her band. And Gypsy at Heart, sort of Indian fusion, jazzy type band who played last year, and they're going to return this year as well, too. So it's a mix.
Mm-hmm. One more name that I forgot to mention. We'll have the younger group, the Pink Stones, come and play. They'll be one of the new joinees. So.
Are all these guys from Athens?
Almost all of them, yeah. Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, we all know what the Athens music scene is like. It should be fantastic. How many stages?
Just one.
Just one main stage mm-hmm. at College Avenue.
Yeah, and on the other end of the block, we have a kids area with a tent and so on. And the tables line the sides,
mm-hmm.
and anyone can come, bring a table, bring your own folding table, and you can set up and promote any issue or conversation you want to have.
Sure.
First come, first serve.
Okay. This is an all-day event, both days?
We have a kids program that begins 10 o'clock on Saturday, mm-hmm. Up through like noon. And then I believe Art Rosenbaum's going to be the first performer of the festival itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, and it will end at that evening around 11 or so. And Sunday, it will end a little earlier, and it'll begin at 2 p.m. on Sunday and finish about 8:39 or something.
Right, right. What are you looking forward to the most, either one of you?
I'm looking forward, actually, to meet Paula Kaplan, who's we're having, John knows a little bit more about that.
I was going to mention that. She's a featured speaker. She's coming down from D.C. She's a filmmaker, activist, playwright, everything. And she's connected to Millard Farmer, who Atlanta attorney who's spoken at every festival. And he did lots of death penalty work. He's founded the Team Defense Project in the early 70s. And anyway, he's a big part of a documentary film she's making. So we're going to bring her down here and also hopefully have a screening or two at the Globe of some of her films. And she will link, she's doing a lot of research and has a lot of information on what's happening to her as she's going through this, trying to document and interview people. And so she has a lot of information. And it is connected with Millard Farmer, so that's a connection to the old fest.
What are some of the unexpected challenges you have in staging this event year after year?
Well, the stage is quite a challenge because we do have our own homemade stage. It's primarily made by the former president, Drago. And it's hard to upkeep it. It's a tradition, but, you know, it does aged.
We like it a lot, and it's very homey and very, very pretty, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of upkeep. And I think this year they had to do a little replacement and tweaking, and it's an effort. So
yeah. If somebody wanted to get involved with your organization, how might they do that?
Well, we begin meetings, organizational meetings, in January, and we usually put out a notice and flagpole and here and there, and probably red and black and so on. And anyone can just come right in. We encourage everyone to come in and contribute.
How often do you meet?
Once a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any other events throughout the year?
No.
Okay, this is it. Mm. Got it. So this is your big weekend.
Yes, it is.
And this is where all of your efforts are focused. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Do you have any idea what the turnout should be, maybe?
It depends. It's going to be a very, very busy weekend in Athens. There's the city's putting on a festival too, and there are several things going on. So we'll see, but hopefully people will move about from event to event because some are primarily in the afternoon, some are later.
At least on Facebook, we have like around a few hundred responses though already. I think actually I haven't checked it recently. It might be crouching 1,000 or something.
Right. John, you've been with the festival every year, is that correct?
Except for 1981, I think.
Okay. What can you tell me are some of the most memorable moments of the festivals from years past?
Well, for me, lots of the music was just wonderful, and we could talk all day about that. But for me, what stands out really is the really great speakers we've had along the way. Mm-hmm. Dave Dellinger, one of the Chicago Seven. We've had Bill Ayers couple of years ago during the campaign for the Obama election. Father Roy Bourgeois, the Jesuit activist, Stephen Gaskin from the Farm, Tennessee, on and on. We've had John Lewis and Jesse Jackson.
Oh,
so we've had quite a few great speakers.
And by the way, Jesse Jackson.
Well, it's an interesting story. He was passing through town and he made a stop, I believe, at Hill Street Baptist or something. And we just got the word, can you stop and come in? And he sure enough pulled the bus up, got out, came out and spoke. And it was wonderful.
Wow. How about that? Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Unscheduled.
So what am I not asking you about this year's festival that you might really want to comment on? What would you like to tell folks about the festival this year?
Come one and all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's been a few people that have, I don't know, maybe jokingly expressed concerns that it might be similar to the past few festivals. But, I mean, what's nice about this festival is we have a whole crew of students and young people and activists around the community that have joined the committee. This has been a big effort by John and others to try and bring what they call new blood into the festival.
We're very happy with all the new committee members who've come in, and we've tried to put them front and center and let them pretty much steer the ship, and we just point out where the rough spots might be.
Very good. Very good. Where can people go to find out more information?
We have a website at athenshumanrightsfestival.org. We also have a Facebook. If you do that, that will be Athens Human Rights Festival as well. And if you'd like to contact us directly, and we're already trying to keep up, we got athenshumanrightsfestival@gmail.com.
The Athens Human Rights Festival, the 40th anniversary of the festival, takes place Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th on College Square in downtown Athens. Chris Tidwell is the Vice President of the Athens Human Rights Festival. John Miley, one of the music coordinators. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck with the event.
Thank you.
To hear the full discussion with Chris and John, check out our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.